Friends, and welcome to another episode of the Disability Bodybuilding Podcast. I wanted to go into shaping the conversation. So this podcast, my blog, my content, has always documented my thoughts, feelings, challenges, and the positive angles surrounding training and beyond. So what I found really powerful was to take the time to schedule writing and transforming this into the pods that you're listening to now. And the reasons why I do many formats of these topics is to try and make them as accessible as I can. And in this process, it's helped me delve into areas that I've previously found challenging to express feelings around when going back over some of the hurdles growing up with cerebral palsy. But that being said, it's allowed me to make sense of, say, exercises that I've done to help my growth and then the reasons behind that. So I'm asking this week, what do you want to hear or read more of? Is it the weekly challenges with training, both the positive aspects and the difficulties? Is it more around the prep stories and my journey with bodybuilding and how I got into it and various elements along that particular route? Or is it more of the stuff or more of it that's helped me outside of the gym on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis? I try and get a blend of things and blend of topics, like looking at things that go on in the gym. And naturally, I think the conversation just extends to things outside, because there's so many aspects to it, my purpose and my ambitions in the gym, which then are reflected in wider society, if you will. So the challenges that I face in the gym, I face out and about, and you know, on a day-to-day basis. I'm thinking if it's shopping or transport links or just many different aspects of communication. So really interested to read and hear some thoughts as to, you know, help so I can help more as we go along this journey in life. I mean, it serves as two purposes for me. The major one being is to share many stories and to share challenges and the ups and downs, and try and kind of convey my feelings as to the hurdles and how kind of I've adapted or got around them, but also to contribute but also it helps me to, because as I said earlier, when I dedicate the time to do the content, whether that be the blog or the podcast, it helps me to try and convey my feelings and make sense of how things happened as they did. So growing up, you know, why did I do certain exercises? You know, why did certain things happen in a particular way in the past, which it's led me down? And, you know, some of the stuff that's happened or you know, stuff that the hurdles or the blocks to certain paths or restrictions or, you know, that I've had to try and adapt to. Yes, I've tried to manage that, but I'm trying to understand, in having to do that, how that has shaped my life, that's shaped my personality, that's shaped my attitude towards many things, and trying to unpick how I feel about certain things now. You know, having to unpick some of the things that you know, I went through growing up, but also to, you know, be open to changes now, and that's the reason why I really love social media, because it enables me to share stories, but also to listen and to read other stories and how other people have done things, and that's such a help, because It certainly, in terms of my disability and cerebral palsy and aspects related to that, it was quite lonely at times, because didn't know a lot of people or able to communicate with a lot of people in a similar position. So social media has just opened that all up, and there's just so many people that I communicate with now wider in society, but also, I mean, you know, when you look at the things going on in the disability bodybuilding space, there's such a shared effort to share stories and to promote the different classes, and you add in the wider aspects of that and so many other people's journeys, and it's just an incredible ability to understand and to learn more about not only people's challenges, but what more can be done and what is being done, and future paths for others, and how potential barriers or hurdles that people have gone through, what can we do as collectively help reshape things so that people who are in our position potentially in future years will face a different different path, or just open up or really shout about accessibility and how that can be improved and really open that up. So it just kind of expanded that conversation somewhat there, but again, this just helps just unpick so many different things and the possibilities and what can be done, and sharing all the good that is being done right now, and understanding the challenges that people have gone through, and saying, you know, that can be better ways that can be put in place, and the help is out there. Or if people haven't yet been able to access the help, then others can share their own paths to get that help, and that is the power of social, and that's the power of content. So if I can just document my own particular journeys and help kind of shine a light on other people's journeys if they so wish, then this is like a really, really amazing opportunity to kind of help, which I think is, for me, is the main purpose of this content. So anyway, I'll leave it there, but thanks ever so much for listening, and please get in touch if you've got